Yeah, we'll take up a problem. The problem, I guess you would call, is Ein Ma'avir Ala Mitzvos. So, there are a couple of places you could start the problem, I guess. I happen to be in Zvachim, so maybe we'll start it from there. But we'll look at the... you definitely have to look at the Gemaras in Yuma and in Menachos too. So, just a little background here in the Kudshim. Just understand the Gemara, but it's not complicated. If you take a look at the beginning of the parak. I'm sorry, I didn't tell anybody what parak. Ezer Makoma. So, Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. So... The Mishnah starts off, and of course this is the most prime example, of course, of those who have been in my shir, and know Rav Natalovich, Zechariah Levracha's line. This is the paradigm of you don't know Siddur. So, Eze Mekomen Shel Zvachim, Kachi Kachim, Shechitasa Petzafon. So it starts off with a general statement about Kachay Kachim, and then it starts to take up the Kachay Kachim in specific. So it starts off with Par V'Soyer Shel Yom HaKippurim, Shechitas HaBetzafon. Now it tells you other rules about it. V'Kibul Daman B'Kli Shares Betzafon, V'Daman Ton Hazaya Al Bein HaBadim V'Al HaParoches V'Al Mizbach HaZav Matan Achas Mehen Ma'akoves. And there's the Kibul Dam here. I'm sorry, the Hazoya. It's not just one Hazoya. You have to do it Bein Habadim, in Kachay Kachim, and on the Paroches. Okay, as you guys know, Achas for sure, Achas, right? Everyone gets all excited on Yom Kippur during that part. I don't know if Sfardim have that so much excitement about it, but Ashkenazim do. Okay. And then it says, Shiyore Hadam Hayal Shofech Al Yesod Ma'arabi Shal Mizbeach Achitam. Now, when you got done with the Matanos, all the different Hazoyos, so then the remainder you would be Shofech on the Yesod Ma'arabi Shal Mizbeach Achitam. In other words, on the Mizbach Ha'ola, the outer Mizbeach that's in the outside of the Heichal, the big Mizbeach. Well, you do basically all the karbanos, except for these few pnimios, like the par v'soyer. Okay. Shiar adam yashofach al yisod marabi shel mizbeach achitzon v'mlo nosod lo ikev. Okay, Mishnah happens to be going like Rabbi Akiva, that if you didn't do the shiar adam, you didn't pour the shiar adam out on the mizbeach achitzon, so it's not ma'akev. Okay? Now, just before we go further, just look at for a second on Nun Gimel Amud Beis, just so you should have an image in your head here. This is, of course, a bird's eye view of the Mizbeach. So you'll notice that the Yesod is only on two full sides, Tzafon and Ma'arav, and then one Amma into the... east and the southern sides. So the thing that you're seeing jutting out the Yesod is really, of course, the bottom of the Mizbeach. It's the base. So the base is wider, and then, of course, the rest of the Mizbeach is a square, but narrower than the base. And the eastern and western sides do not have a Yesod, except for the one arm I just told you about. Now, the way it's faced... Now, the Heichal is on the western side. So the Heichel would be at the bottom of the page, if there were a Heichel in this picture. It would be where it says Marav. That's where you would draw your... That's where the Heichel would be. Okay? So if you're facing the Kotel, okay, in Eretz Yisrael, so first of all, if you're facing the Kotel, you're not facing the base of Mikdash, because the base of Mikdash is to the left. Okay? All right, that's why many people started the thing to start the davening on an angle at the Kotel. because you're supposed to face the Heichal when you're out, when you're in Yerushalayim, you know. Okay. Anyhow, so when you're facing the Kotel, you're facing, that's the western outer wall. So you're actually facing, of course, in the easterly direction. So you would first come to the Heichal. That would be the first thing you would hit. If you were to go up and to the left, and the Beis HaMikdash would be there, okay, you would first hit the Heichal, because it's on the westernmost side of the Temple Mount, of Har HaBayis. Okay? I hope that gives you some visual. And what ramp? The ramp of what? Oh, of the Mizbeach. You mean the Mizbeach Achitza? Yes, the Kevesh. Yeah, so the Kevesh. Wait, where was the Kevesh? One second. Yeah, the Kevesh was Dorom. That's right, perpendicular. Or parallel, whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean. Yes. Yes. That's right. Okay. Now, go back to the first Mishnah on Mem Zayin. So now the Mishnah starts the next case. That's the Sayer Shel Yom HaKippurim. That's the twin of the Seir LaAzazel. Now it goes to the Purim. Like the Par Kohen Gadol. Okay? Purim HaNisrafim, Usirim HaNisrafim, Shechitasim B'Tzafon, V'Kibol Damon. I'm sorry, I did the Par V'Soy already. Now you get to Purim HaNisrafim, Usirim HaNisrafim, that have nothing to do with Yom Kippur. Okay, this has to do with when you have Par HaNisrafim is either the Par HaEda or the Par of the Kohen Gadol, who did a chait of what do you call it? That's chayiv karis. Okay, bishogeg. Okay, and then you also have sirim hanisrafim. That's for avodas kachavim. Okay, you have a shogeg by avoda zara. So all those are inside. Okay. And shchitasa b'tzafon, kibol damon b'kli sharis b'tzafon, v'damon ton hazoya ala paroches, v'al mizbach hazov, matana achas men ma'akoves, shiori adam ha'yashofech al yisov, ma'rav yishom mizbeach hachitzom. Okay? V'im lo nasa lo ikev. Okay? So these are the karbonos that require yisod ma'ravi. Okay? You have a total of five. Okay, the two that relate to Yom Kippur, and then these three that are not part of Yom Kippur. Just shogeg during the year. Now, if you go to the next Mishnah, I just want to show you just quickly. Next Mishnah is on, where'd it go? I lost it. On what? Nun Beis on Beis. See, Chatas at Tzibor, Vayachid. Elohim chatas atzibor. Sirei rashi chadoshim shol mawados. Shchitasim betzafim kibol dam beklisharas betzafim v'damenton har arba matanos al arba kronos. Ketzad. Ala bakevesh ufana lasove volo lekeren dromis. Mizrachas tzvonis. Tzvonis maravis. Maravis dromis. Fine. That's how you do the zrikas there. Shiyare hadam hayashofech al yisod dromis. So by the Chatas HaTzibor and Yachid, it's a different halacha. There, the Shiyare Dam were poured on the Dromus, on the southern side, on the southern base. Okay? Now take a look at one more Mishnah, just so you should get the... Look on Nun Gimel Amid Beis now. Ha'ola, Kachei Kadashim. Now you get to the Karban Ola. Shechitasa B'Tzafon, V'Kibol Dama B'Kli Sharis B'Tzafon. Okay, that's true of all, of course, kachay kachim. V'dama ton shtei matana shein arba. But its dam requires only two zrikas, but it ends up hitting four walls, because you do it on the corners. Okay? Utuna hefshet v'nituach v'kalil le'ishim. Now you notice what's missing here very clearly. Shiyare hadam. This is no halach of shiyare hadam by Ola. Meaning, it's not part of the mitzvah of the korban. If there is shiyare hadam, the Torah does learn out what you should do with it. Which, by the way, it is to pour it on the yisod ma'aravi. But it's not necessary. Whereas in those first five karbanos we spoke about, v'shofeich, if shiyare hadam haya shofeich, that's a mitzvah. There has to be shiraya. But in Ola, actually it's more than five, because it's also the Chatas. Okay, except that's Yisod Dromi. So there's a din of Shirayim. By Ola, for instance, or other Karbanos, there's no din of Shirayim. If you have Shirayim, fine, then you deal with it. If there's no Shirayim, it's also fine. It's no problem using up all the Dam during the Zriga. Whereas those other Karbanos you can't use up, you got to make sure you have Shirayim. You got to be careful what you do there with the Dam. Okay? All right, so that's just a general overview of the story here. All right, now let's go to the Gemara on Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Okay. All right. Okay, Shiyare Hadam. You see right in the middle of Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. Shiyare Hadam, Haya Shofech, etc. My Taima. Omar Kra, El Yisod Mizbach Ola Asher Pesach Oel Moed. And then the Gemara says, Ahu the Paga Beresha. That will become a matter of our interest this morning. So what does the full pasuk say? The full pasuk says like this. The pasuk, all these things are at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Okay, we'll see the Rashi in a minute. But the pasuk says, "V'nosan ha'koim min adam al karnos mizbach ha'kitores hasamim lifnei Hashem asher ba'ol moed." All right, so the koim will put from the dam on the corners, the horns. Those upper horns, which are in the corners, okay, of the Mizbach Kitares, that means the inner Mizbeach. This is one of those Pninium, okay, because it's referring to actually the Par Kohen Mashiach, if he did a Chet, meaning if a Kohen Gadol did a Chet, a Kares type Chet. Okay, so his Kapara has to be that there's Zrika on the Mizbach Kitares. Okay, which is Lifnei Hashem, Asher Ba'ol Moed. Ves kol dam hapar, yishvach el yisod mizbach ha'ola, Asher Pesach ha'ol Moed. But the dam of the par that remains, the shirayim, shall be poured on the foundation of the yisod of the mizbach ha'ola, meaning the mizbach chitzo, Asher Pesach ha'ol Moed, which is at the entrance of the Ohel Moed. Okay, take a look at Rashi now. Maitaima El Yisod Mara. Maitaima. Okay, El Yisod Marav. Dichsiv, in other words, what's the reason that what? That it's poured on the western Yisod. Dichsiv bepar kohen Mashiach el yisod mizbach haola asher pesach ha'o moed yisod shekineged ha'pesach v'zohi ma'aravo shel mizbeach shehu kineged pesach ha'heichol. So Rashi explains, the Gemara's question was, how do you know my time, or what's the reason you do it by the yisod ma'aravi? Because the pasuk says by the par kohen Mashiach, Asher el yisod mizbach ha'ola asher pesach ha'ol moed. So that's to be the yisod that corresponds to the Pesach, that's opposite the Pesach. And that's the western side of the Mizbeach, which is opposite Pesach ha'heichol. Ulekaman v'braisa nafkalan par yom ha'kipurim me ribuya dehopar. And later the braisa will learn out also the second case, the par yom ha'kipurim, that should also be where on Yisod, the Shirayan is Yisod Maravi, from a Rebuig it says Hapar. Shaton Matan Dam Li Yisod, I don't know what all these so is. Okay, what is this? Li Yisod, what is that? Where does that go? Li Yisod. Yeah, Li Yisod Kippar HaKohen. Okay. Kippar Kohen HaMashiach. Uvisoyer Ksiv Osas Damo Kasher Osel Damapar. And then by the Seir, it says, and you shall put that Dam in the same thing you did the way the Par. So you learn out, your model is really the Par Kohen Mashiach. And then the Yom Kippur Karbana, so learn out from that one. Okay? And then they learn at the others from the Pesukim themselves. Because in the other two cases, by the case of the Ada, where the Sanhedrin makes a mistake in their Psak, in their Horah, it says also, El Yisod Mizbach HaOla. And then also it says that by the Seer Nasi, if the Melech makes a mistake. It says El Yisod. Okay. But I don't want to get into that, because that's another topic. A main topic, but we're going to skirt that issue for now. All right, but then you got the basics. Okay, so the bottom line is, let's get the bottom line. The bottom line is, when you come out, when you did a chatas pnimios, okay, so now when you walk out, if you're done with the hazah inside on the mizbach haketores, now what do? You take the shirayim and you pour the shirayim on the yisod. Maravi. And why do you pour it on Yisod Maravi? So Rashi tells you, because the Pasuk says so. El Yisod Mizbach HaOla Asher Pesach HaOla Moed. It has to be the Yisod that is corresponding and opposite the Pesach HaOla Moed. So that's Yisod Maravi. Okay, that's the answer. It says so in the Pasuk. As simple as that. Okay, take a look at Tosis. Asher Pesach HaOla Moed Yisod Shekineged HaPesach V'zehu ma'arav o'shom ezbeach. She'yiyu k'neged Pesach ha'heichol. Kach pirashak b'kuntris. V'lo goris ma'shekasav b'svarim. Hahu d'paga b'resha. He doesn't have the one that you hit first. The one that you encounter first. Meaning when you walk out of the heichol, so of course, naturally, you're going to encounter the Yisod Ma'aravi first. It's staring you right in the face. It's right there in front of you. Rashi, so Tos says Rashi isn't goreis that line. Mishum damashme mitam she'ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. V'lo min ha'pasek Pesach ol moed. Okay? Because Tos says, why doesn't Rashi goreis it? Because that sounds like, at least in Tos' mind, ahu de paga b'resha sounds to Tos like it's based on the principle of ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. Okay? Eim Aviran al Mitzvos. What is the principle of Eim Aviran al Mitzvos? So I believe there's a Rashi in Yuma that tells you at least what the principle is. One second. Here it is. Rashi on Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph in Yuma. If you don't have it, I'll read it slowly. I'll read it. Okay. Amarei. Verava Amar Karei Shlokish. It's on the bottom of Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. Last line. So Rashi says, if you encounter a mitzvah, you should not pass over it. So what do you learn out? Ushmartem es ha-mitzvos, that you shouldn't let it like delay and tarry and allow it to become old. Shetach mitzvah shetiyashen. Mitzvah shebol yotcha al tach mitzena. Don't let it ferment. But deal with it right away. Okay? That's what Rashi says. That's the mechilta, okay? That's the mechilta. Okay. Yeah, the Masoros Hashas says it's a Mechilton Bo Parshatess. Okay? So it seems you have some kind of Daraisa principle of Ein Ma'avir and Alamitzvos. Okay? So Tosus is saying that Rashi, however, is saying that this has nothing to do, according to Rashi, it's nothing to do with Ein Ma'avir and Alamitzvos. It's a separate Gzeres HaKasov of Asher Pesach Ol Moed. Okay? Alright, skip the rest of this Tosus, go down to the bottom. Let's not get into his, you can always do it on your own. Let's get to the main point. Okay, we'll get distracted with all these rayas. Go down. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Right above where it says, Daf Tesvav Amabez. I'm sorry, go up another line. I'm sorry, Umihu. Last word of the line, Umihu. I'm sorry, second wide line, Umihu. Satosa says, Umiyu hagufakasha. The lamali kra de pesach ol moed. Typically, the aim avir and ala mitzvos. Kida ashachan tamze be perakama de yoma. De parech. De maishna de yoiv mizracha tsafona beresha. Vigabi disha mizbeach pnimi va menorah. Asher disha mizbeach kodem. Mishum de aim avirin. Okay, the Gemara learns out the order by Dishun Mizbeach. Okay, that's the whole Bai Havim Mesadar Seda Maracha. And the Gemara utilizes the principle of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs, what to do first. Okay? V'chein Avure Dra Atotafta Aser. And so too the Gemara there says that you can't pass over the Shel Yad to put on the Shel Rosh first. It's Aser. And what's the principle? Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. So why do you need a pasuk? And see, Tosus is learning clearly that this is a Daraisa. So Tosus Kasha is, so why do you need a pasuk Asher Pesach Ol Moed? The principle of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos would tell you where to do the Yisod, the Shvich HaShirayim. Because it's Ma de Paga Bereisha, Ahu de Paga Bereisha, like the Gemara says. So Tosas answers, V'yesh lomar, the lo shayach ein ma'virin al ha-mitzvos, ela kishiyesh shtei mitzvos lefonav, kigon dishon mizbach pnimitz, u'minora. That it's only applicable, the principle, we have two mitzvos in front of you. Like whether you should take out the desha and do disha mizbeach, okay, shovel out the ashes, okay, or do a menorah, or should you light some of the candles, the neros of the menorah? What do you do first? Or could go mitzvahs kronos, she'ene yodeya mehechan yaschil, or you could use that principle that if you're supposed to do multiple hazaz or zrikas on the different kronos, on the different tops of the mizbeach, right, the four corners. So now it can tell you which one you should do first. You're supposed to do, let's say, four. Let's say dalet kronos. So which one do you do first? So then you could apply the principle of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. It should be the one that you're immediately going to encounter by walking. Okay? Avalikvoa makom ashvicha shirayim, but to be koveya the makom of where to pour the shirayim, lo kavinin mehaytaima. You can't be koveya from this reason. Ilav the gali krav behedja, unless the Torah explicitly tells you where to do it. That's problem number one. So it's a nice kasha and teretz to define. Very nice, in fact. How does the principle of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos apply? And I'd be happy just to know the Maskana, but of course, I know in the yeshiva there's sticklers. What was Tosas Kasha too? Obviously he had a different svara. Okay? That's problem number one. Yes, Chaim? Alright, Chaim wanted to offer the following, that in the Havamina of Tosus Kasha, is that Eim Avir and Alamitzos can be used to define the very structure of the Maisa Mitzvah. Right? And the that's the Havamina. And the Maskana is no. Eim Avir and Alamitzos has nothing to do with the structure of the Maisa Mitzvah. It only tells you when you're confronted with two Maisei HaMitzvah, which one you should do first. That goes by Yehuda Paga Bereisha. Eim Avirin. Okay. So I raised the question that it does sound a little arbitrary. I mean, why can't you use? Why should you say you can use it to define the structure or not define the structure? So then Josh wanted to say that, you know, logically you can't say Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs by the case of the Shirayim, because you need to know, in order to have Eim Avirin, you have to have a known something, a known identified something that you are delaying, that you are passing over, that you're not engaging. And it's, it has to be subject to Avara. Eim Avirin ala mitzvah. So it has to be known. Eim Avirin itself can't tell you what that is. It's an issa of Havara. So then I asked, so what was the Havamina? Maskana is so solid. If that's the nature of it, there should be no kasha.